This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? Well, we've got neither. Joy Drive. Smart Fun Radio.
It is Smart Fun Radio, 17 minutes to 5.
Science Gallery Melbourne has a new purpose-built museum space and it houses their latest exhibition, Swarm. Swarm explores the essence of collective behaviour and asks us why we're drawn to be part of a pack. Head curator of the Science Gallery Melbourne, Tilly Bolin, joins us. Tilly, welcome to Joy Drive.
Oh my God, I am so delighted to be here, gang.
We are delighted to have you. Tell us a little bit about Swarm. What is it?
Oh, it is so good. It is such a delight. So Swarm is really questioning what is the very essence of human behaviour. And that includes we've got nanobots in there. We've got super organisms. We've got ways that you can scan your whole body and flick yourself into space. There's also one of my favourites that I'd love to get you guys to come in, or maybe we could set it to Joy FM. It's a work called Sentiment Honk, right? And do you know that an average human speaks over 5,000 words a day?
Mm-hmm.
This work is about how many of those are negative, unkind, or untrue.
Oh, wow.
So you step up to a microphone, which you both be very used to, but it's inside Science Gallery, and then you start speaking. And this artificial intelligence algorithm assesses your intentions. And if it gets the slightest whiff of any bad vibes, any negative energy, it's connected to these party blowers that are on the wall, and they will honk at you if it thinks that you have this negative attachment to your sentiment, if your sentiment is bad. So we will have a radio there in gallery so people can either choose to step up to it and have a conversation and see whether they agree with the algorithm, because this work is dipping into whether or not emotion and sentiment is infectious across the internet, across our lives, how it is that we catch negative feelings and perpetrated into the world.
That sounds amazing.
We've got to get down there. Science Gallery Melbourne sounds like our kind of gallery.
Oh, please. We are just getting started. You are going to love Drosophila Karaoke Bar. This is a work by German media artist Ursula Dam, and you step up and it's a karaoke machine inside Science Gallery, but you are singing to Fruit Fly. So they are Drosophila, and she has created this incredible algorithm that transfers your singing voice into frequencies that the Drosophila can hear.
Stop.
So you are singing to them, and they respond to you as live in gallery. You watch
what?
It happening.
Okay. Yeah. Can I just say, I'm like a huge kid when I go to anything that you can touch stuff and like do stuff. Like, I'm always willing to do that. Like the scratch and sniff, I'm the first to go there. This sounds so fun. And this actually sounds like karaoke that you could get on board with, Warren.
I'd love to.
Yes.
So it's the Fruit Fly. They dance around to
God, it's a win.
Warren's never done karaoke tonight.
No, I know.
And I'd rather sing it to Fruit Flies first before I test it on humans.
This is a win. I'm putting this down as an absolute win to get you in front of the mic, Warren. This is great.
We must.
Yeah, I just cannot wait to welcome you all in when we open up next month.
Speaking of the Science Gallery, right, it's not called a museum, it's called a gallery. How is this different to an art gallery, for example?
Yeah, sure. So there are loads of excellent art galleries, and I love them all. But you're right, Science Gallery is slightly different. We don't generally put things on boxes and stand around and look at them. The way that we are focused, so as a gallery, we're primarily focused on young people, and that is no shade to everyone else, but everyone's welcome. But 15 to 28-year-olds or thereabouts, sort of 15 to 30 is our target what we're aiming towards, young people. And so rather than looking at stuff and speaking to them about ideas, what we see that works is making the things participatory so that you get involved in it and you see yourself reflected back. And sometimes that is literally. So we have works that are assessing your emotion on your face, and sometimes it's figuratively. But at Science Gallery, we are about that incredible thing that happens at the collision of different disciplines. So when we've got artists and scientists working together, or engineers and designers, it's a real place of questioning what it means to connect with these ideas and how they can ripple out into social change in our society. And because we're targeted at young people, we really embed them in every step along the way. So even though I have that lofty title of head curator or whatever, what we actually do is share decision-making with people within that target age range, which makes a better show that is funnier, more cutting edge, riskier, and more enjoyable for everyone that we're welcoming in.
We're chatting with Tilly Bolan, a head curator at Science Gallery Melbourne. Tilly, one of the things I love about this is it sounds like there's a real multidisciplinary approach to some of the exhibitions that are on there. And is it for everyone to come and see? So if someone isn't sort of scientifically minded and they are purely art minded, I mean, often we say that they don't blend, but they are here. Is everyone welcome?
Oh my, yes, everyone is welcome. And I would love to get into a cage fight with you about whether or not there are, you know, people who are one thing being science minded or another thing being arts. I know that in Western education systems, putting people into those categories based on, you know, things that they are interested in or not in school is a big thing. But what we are all about is really stepping back and saying there are incredible things across all these disciplines of sciences and engineerings and creative arts, and that is that all of the humans that I connect with it across those disciplines are creative. They are all curious. They're all problem solving and thinking through bigger questions that affect us as individuals and as a society. And when you bring humans together from these different spheres, they create just incredible installations and challenge you with questions that wouldn't have come if they were staying within their discipline and talking to people who agree with them all the time. And I want to, of course, say that this isn't a new concept. First Nations peoples have been thinking and working in this non-discipline focused way for over 65,000 years. But it is an exciting space to be in within, you know, the University of Melbourne that we're part of and Melbourne that we're delighted to be here embedded within.
And also, of course, when we bring all these people together, that's when we come up with the real creative solutions.
Yeah, absolutely, because we have a lot of things in front of us at the moment that we need to come up with solutions for, and bringing in young people's voice, enthusiasm and ideas, and presenting them with different ways of framing and looking at things means that we come up with great potential, sometimes offensive solutions to the greatest of problems of our time.
I'm just thinking about, you know, all that we're talking about. And I think Warren and I are also a really good example of that, because I guess I would consider myself, and Warren would probably consider me, to be more creative and like on the arts focus, but Warren would consider himself more maths and science. But when we blend together, wow.
Yeah.
That was just like a little humble brag to me. I don't know. Is that too much?
No, that, first of all, there wasn't a little humble in there. Second of all, get in here. You know I love too much. You're a beautiful representation. You're basically Science Gallery right here on the radio. Come on in.
There you go.
We're looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Well, we can't wait to head on down. What's next for Science Gallery Melbourne?
Oh my goodness. So this is on, so Swarm will be on from August 13 until December 3rd. And then next, lock yourselves in. Early next year, our next show is called Breaking the Binaries. So we will be looking at a kaleidoscope of glorious things that should not be placed in option A or B, but instead looked upon as a spectrum of possibilities. And that is, of course, genders are at the heart of that, but it goes well beyond in terms of sexuality, class, race, all sorts of binary thinkings, trying to pop the lid off off them and spread us out onto a more fluid way of thinking about ideas.
Fantastic.
We'll have to get you in to talk about that, Tilly.
Yeah, for sure.
Tilly, thank you so much for joining us on Joy Drive.
It has been an absolute pleasure. See you guys right here with the sentiment honk.
Yes, we absolutely cannot wait. Thank you, Tilly. Tilly Bolin, head curator at Science Gallery Melbourne on Swarm, which is an exhibition about collective behaviour, asking why we're drawn to being in a pack. As Tilly mentioned, it runs from August 13th to December 3rd. You can find more info at melbourne.sciencegallery.com.
You're tuned in to Joy Drive on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.